Page 30, Track 2. Number 1. Mr. Jenkins.
Well, we were just so tired of people entering our property. We put cameras up outside and normal no-entry signs, but people didn't care and they still entered. So, we thought that we'd change tactics and make it a bit funnier and scarier. I don't know if potential trespassers really believe we have a gun, but it's definitely worked. Now, no one enters. Some neighbors and people passing by have asked us about the sign, and we all just laugh. It's definitely had the desired effect, even if some people do think we're a bit crazy.
Number 2. Henry Morgan.
Well, we always seem to get complaints from a minority of customers, and after a while we discovered that they basically complained for one of three main reasons. Most love our food and everything we offer, considering the type of establishment we are. After all, we're not the Queen's personal chefs, for example. We're a simple, good quality, local restaurant. But some people expected world-class delicacies, and of course, they are so demanding that they expected them to be ready in 5 minutes. But then, they complained that they didn't want to pay a lot. So after we put this sign up, people laughed a lot, and it has helped everyone to be a little more understanding about what they expect from us.
Number 3. Jerry Kendall.
Well, this area does have a lot of accidents. But what annoys us the most is that even though we expect more accidents in bad weather conditions, we also expect people to drive more safely, which they don't. So, because the normal road signs didn't work, why not change it a little bit? And it's actually worked. In bad weather and at night, drivers do actually drive more safely. So, mission accomplished.
Number 4. Mr. Bennett.
Well, this sign's funny because it changes the focus away from people and more to the animals. It makes people think that we care more about our animals in the enclosure than our human visitors. It's not true, obviously, but it has helped people understand that they should respect the rules here because they're made to keep everyone safe, whether we have 2, 4, or more legs.
Number 5. Ms. Scarborough.
It's actually a very clear and effective way of communicating things. I don't think many people think they can outrun a guard dog, and they certainly know what would happen if they got caught. So it makes them think about the very probable and logical consequences that would happen. A lot more than just a simple "beware of the dog" sign that many of us just don't even pay attention to. Because it's different, it makes you think twice.
Number 6. Janet Strong.
Like the other people have already said, a different, funny sign often creates a more effective message than the normal type. Because it's different, people react. And that's what they've done here. The funny play on words makes people look at why we spelled the word wrong and makes them read the message below. It's certainly more effective than "please do not urinate."